I tried to please Mrs. Reed, but she always believed I was bad, when it was her children who were the terrible ones. She always thought the worst of me. It was not surprising that I hated her. Now she was going to ruin my chances of a new life at school by making Mr. Brocklehurst think I was wicked.
"Do not worry, Mrs. Reed,"
Mr. Brocklehurst said.
"The teachers will watch her carefully. Life at Lowood will be good for her. We believe that students should have hard work, plain food, simple clothes, and no fun of any kind."
"I will send her as soon as possible. I hope she will learn about her low position in life."
"Indeed she will, Mrs. Reed. I hope she is grateful for everything you are doing for her. Little girl, read this book. It tells the story of the sudden death of a young girl who was a liar. Read and pray to God."
After Mr. Brocklehurst had left, I felt I had to speak. I was too angry to hide my feelings. I walked up to Mrs. Reed and looked her straight in the eye. "Mrs. Reed, I do not lie to people. If I was a liar, I would say I loved you, but I don't. I hate you. I will never call you aunt again as long as I live. If anyone asks how you treated me, I will tell them the truth, that you were cruel to me. You never gave me a chance to show you that I am a good girl. People think you are a good woman, but you are lying to them." At last I had said what I really felt. It made me feel much better, even though I did not know what Mrs. Reed would do to me. But I saw that she looked frightened and unhappy. "Jane, I want to be your friend. You don't know what you are saying. You are too excited and angry. Go to your room and lie down."
"No, Mrs. Reed, I don't need to lie down. I'm very calm. Send me to school soon, Mrs. Reed. Then we will both be happier. I hate living here."
"I will indeed send her soon," Mrs. Reed said to herself.